This is Unit 18 of Pimsleur's Pashto 1. Listen to this conversation in a bookstore. You'll hear,
Da kitab.
Which means, this book.
Ghag unisai.
Da kitab se qimat lari.
Naha sawa aw 50 afghanai.
Bakhana gwaram. Ze pa pakhto jaba khana pohegam. Aw taasu dir tez khabari kawai. Taasu su wail?
Da kitab naha sawa aw 50 qimat lari.
دیره خدا، دا واخلی، 950 افغانی.
مننه، ورز ما پخیر.
یو زل بیا غوگ اونی سای.
دا کتاب سه قیمت لری؟
950 افغانی.
بخنه غوارم، زب پختو جب خنه پوهیگم. او تاسو دیر تیز خبری کوی. تاسو سو ویل؟
دا کتاب 950 قیمت لری.
دیره خدا، دا واخلی. نه سوا او 50 افغانی.
مننه. ورز ما پخیر.
How do you say the number 60?
شپیتا. شپیتا.
50.
50. 50.
Say 20 are good.
شل خیدی شل خیدی
Speaking of almonds, how would a shopkeeper say we're out of them or they've been finished?
خلاص شویدی خلاص شویدی
In reference to talk, how do you say fast or quickly?
تیزی تیزی
Say, you talk very fast.
تاسو دیر تیزی خبری کوی. خبری کوی. دیر تیزی خبری کوی.
So now he says briefly, we don't have, they've been finished.
نلرو، خلاص شویدی.
You buy something else. Giving it to an Afghan co-worker, you say, this is for your family.
داستاسو کورنۍ دپاره. ستاسو کورنۍ. داستاسو کورنۍ دپاره.
Say the number 69.
نه شپیتا.
51.
یو پنزوس.
37.
ودش.
22.
دویشت.
Tell him that he talks too fast.
تاسو دیر تیزی خبری کوی. دیر تیزی خبری کوی.
Suppose you're an American woman shopping with some friends and you've asked an Afghan colleague to go with you. You don't have enough Afghanis for the item you want to buy. Your colleague asks, how much Afghanis are with you?
تاسو سره څومره افغانۍ دي؟ څومره افغانۍ؟
Say 20,000.
شل زره.
I have 20,000 Afghanis.
زه شل زره افغانۍ لرم.
And 30-40,000 rupees.
او دیش څلوېښت زره روپۍ.
No, 50,000 rupees.
نه، پنځوس زره روپۍ.
Indicating the item in question, you say, but this has a price of 66,000 Afghanis.
خداش پک شپیت زر افغانی قیمت لری. شپک شپیت.
Your colleague says, that's too much.
دا ډیر زیات دی.
So you leave the shop without buying anything. How does the merchant say to all of you, have a good day?
ورځ مو په خیر. ورځ مو په خیر.
Later, to thank your colleague for his help, you give him a gift. Say, this is for your family.
دا ستاسو کورنۍ لپاره. دا ستاسو کورنۍ لپاره.
Now suppose that your office is having a function for all employees. You're talking with an Afghan man there. He's going to ask about your husband. Husband.
غوګونی سای او بیا یو وای.
خاوند. وند. خا. خاوند.
Say husband.
خاوند.
Try to say your husband.
ستاسو خاوند. ستاسو خاوند.
He's going to ask, is your husband also here in Kabul? First, meaning a road or a street. Do you remember how to ask, is it here?
دلته دی. دی. دلته. دلته دی.
Now try to ask, is your husband here?
ستاسو خاوند دلته دی. ستاسو خاوند دلته دی.
Now repeat after the speaker the word for Kabul.
Kabul. Kabul.
Do you remember how to say in Serena Hotel?
P Serena Hotel ki. P ki.
Try to say in Kabul.
په کابل کې.
Now try to say here in Kabul.
دلته په کابل کې.
How would you say it's here in Kabul or he's here in Kabul?
دلته په کابل کې دی.
Like the word for it, he can often be omitted. Again, how would you say that he's here in Kabul?
دلته په کابل کې دی.
Now say again, your husband.
ستاسو خاوند. خاوند.
Now try to guess how the man would ask, is your husband here in Kabul?
ستاسو خاوند دلته په کابل کې دی. ستاسو خاوند دلته په کابل کې دی.
What's the word for too or also?
هم.
Now he asks, is your husband also here in Kabul?
ستاسو خاوند هم دلته په کابل کې دی. هم دلته په کابل کې دی.
Do you remember how to say with my colleagues?
زما ملګرو سره. زما ملګرو.
Now try to say my husband.
زما خاوند. زما. زما خاوند.
Try to say, no, my husband is not here.
نه، زما خاوند دلته نه دی. دلته نه دی.
He says, excuse me, you talk very fast.
بخنه غواړم، تاسو ډېری تیزی خبرې کوئ. ډېری تیزی خبرې کوئ.
Where's your husband?
ستاسو خاوند چیرته دی؟ چیرته دی؟
He asks, is he here in Kabul?
دلته په کابل کې دی؟
You say, my husband.
زما خاوند. زما خاوند.
You're going to say, my husband is in America. First, America.
غوګونی سای او بیا یو وای.
امریکا. امریکا.
Now try to say, in America.
په امریکا کې.
He's in America.
په امریکا کې دی.
My husband is in America.
زما خاوند په امریکا کې دی. زما خاوند په امریکا کې دی.
Now suppose you're an American man who has been invited to the home of an Afghan colleague. When visiting Pashtuns, Pashto-speaking Afghans, you will not go into the interior of the home itself, but rather to a special area for male guests, often called the
Tera.
Only men will be present. The women remain in the main part of the house. He invites you to come in by saying, you're always welcome. Listen.
Har kala rashe. Har kala rashe.
This is one of several phrases he might use. It means, always you come. Repeat after the speaker the last part, meaning come or you come.
Rashai. Rashai.
This is a different word for come than the one you learned earlier. This word is used when someone issues an invitation. Say it again.
Rashai.
Now here's how to say always.
Ghwaguni say au biayu waye.
هر کلا کلا هر هر کلا
Say always
هر کلا
Now put it all together to say you're always welcome or literally always you come
هر کلا راشه هر کلا راشه.
Let's practice some of these expressions again. First, how would you say to someone, here you are, this is for your family.
دا واخلی، دا ساسو کورنۍ د پاره. ساسو کورنۍ.
How might someone ask a woman, Is your husband also here in Kabul?
ستاسو خاوند هم دلته په کابل کې دی؟ هم دلته په کابل کې دی؟
How does she say that no, he's in America?
نه، په امریکا کې دی.
Speaking to several people, how would you say, have a good day?
ورځ مو په خیر.
If you're visiting an Afghan man at his home, how does he say that you're always welcome?
هر کله راشه. هر کله راشه.
As a matter of courtesy, he will automatically serve refreshments, juice, tea and sweets, or even a meal. These are usually served by a young male member of the family. For now, we'll assume that you're being served tea, so your host says, take tea. First, how do you say, here you are?
Da wakhli.
Remember that this is literally, it, take. Which word means take?
Wakhli.
Try to guess how your host says, take tea.
Chai wakhle. Chai wakhle.
To thank him, you say, please.
Merabani. Merabani.
Let's start again. How does your host say, you are always welcome?
Har kala rashay. Har kala rashay.
Now, handing him some chocolate, you say, this is for your family.
Da stasu koranai da para.
How does he tell you to take tea?
Chai wakhlai.
Thank him by saying, please.
Merabani.
The tea is often accompanied by sweets. To be polite, you add, there was no need for sweets. Listen.
Khwagota zarurat no. Khwagota zarurat no.
This means something like, sweets needed were not. First, were not.
Khwaguni sai au biayu waye.
No. Wo. Wo. No. No.
Now, we're not needed.
Yozel bia khwaguni sai au biayu waye.
Listen and repeat again.
Zarurat no. Wo. No. Zarurat. Rat. Rurat. Za. Zarurat. Zarurat nu.
Which word means needed?
Zarurat.
Say, we're not needed.
Zarurat nu. Wu. Zarurat nu.
Now here's how you'll say, sweets.
Khwaguni sai au biayu waye.
Khwagota. Ta. Khwago. Go. Khwa. Khwago. Khwago. Khwagota.
Ta
is a particle that's used to make the sentence sound more complete. Use it here to say sweets.
Khwagota.
Say once more, we're not needed.
Zarurat nu.
Now try to say, sweets were not needed.
Khwagota zarurat nu. خوږو ته ضرورت نه و.
After your host tells you to take tea, you say, "Please, but..."
مهرباني خو.
Sweets were not needed.
خوږو ته ضرورت نه و. خوږو ته ضرورت نه و.
How does your host reply? Don't mention it.
څه خبره نه ده. څه خبره نه ده.
And soon you get down to business. Now, speaking to several people, how would you say, "Have a good day"?
ورځ مو پخیر.
How might a woman say, "My husband is in America"?
زما خاوند په امریکا کې دی.
And how do you say, "You are always welcome"?
هر کله راشئ.
And now say, "Please, but sweets were not needed."
مهرباني خو خوږو ته ضرورت نه و. خوږو ته ضرورت نه و.
Let's try another conversation. Suppose you arrive at the Afghan man's home. Say hello to him.
Assalamu alaikum.
How does he greet you in return?
Wa alaikum assalam.
How does he say that you're always welcome?
Har kala rashay. Har kala rashay.
Now you're in the
Dera.
Ask him how he is.
Taso sangaye. Sangaye.
He answers, "I'm fine, thanks."
Zakhayam, manana. Khayam.
A young man brings refreshments. How does your host say, "Take tea"?
Chai wakhlai. Chai wakhlai.
Say, "Please, but sweets were not needed."
مهرباني خو خوږو ته ضرورت نه و. خوږو ته ضرورت نه و.
Later, when you're ready to leave, you say, "Thank you very much."
ډیره ډیره مننه.
As when you arrived, your host says, "You're always welcome."
Har kala rashay.
Now we'll practice some numbers. How do you say 47?
Uwasalwicht. Uwasalwicht.
68.
Atashpeta. Atashpeta.
54.
Salur panzus. Salur panzus.
125.
Yosel au pinzuisht. Pinzuisht.
Say 125 are good.
Yosel au pinzuisht khidi.
How would someone say, "Sweets were not needed"?
خوږو ته ضرورت نه و. خوږو ته ضرورت نه و.
Say, excuse me, you talk fast.
بخنه غوړم تاسو تیزی خبرې کوي.
Ask him what he said.
تاسو سو ویل؟
He says again, sweets were not needed.
خوږو ته ضرورت نو.
Once again, suppose you're an American woman shopping with some friends. Ask a shopkeeper if he has almonds with him.
تاسو سره بادام شته؟
He answers, "No, we don't have."
نه نلرو.
As you leave the shop, you say to the merchant, "Have a good day."
ورځ دې په خیر.
And if the shopkeeper wished you and your friends a good day, how would he say that?
ورځ مو په خیر.
If you were serving tea and pastries to some Afghan acquaintances or co-workers, how might one of them say, Sweets were not needed.
خوږو ته ضرورت نو.
Say, don't mention it.
څه خبره نه ده.
This is the end of Unit 18 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.